www.tv. Rav, please.
Well, what can I say? You already have experience in this, that our study, the most important thing in it is the approach. How do we start? With what intention do we start the lesson, the study? What do we want to get out of the study? And throughout this study, that we're yearning for the reforming light, we only hang ourselves on it, our hope, our good future, that it brings faith to man's heart, meaning the force of bestowal to our will to receive. And accordingly, we can advance toward equivalence of form with the Creator through the connection between us, through the integration between us, by us feeling ourselves that we belong to one global integral system, and it's not only us, but all the people in the world must reach that, and we also feel how much it is up to us to care for them. And be Israel, Li Rosh, I have a head, and to draw everyone following us. All of this belongs to the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, in order to make out of our study a process by which we come closer to the Creator and pull the whole of humanity behind us.
What do I feel when the light affects me?
What do I feel when the light works on me? I feel that I change, that my direction, the direction of my thought, the direction of my actions, they change towards the group, towards unity, and through all the people in the world, and in general, through the whole world, still vegetative and animate, and of course, speaking inside of there also, to the Creator, that I want everything, whatever belongs to me, whatever I perceive, whatever I feel, this is my world. What does it mean, the world? It's not that it exists outside of me as it seems to me. It exists inside of me, inside of my vessels of perception, inside of my consciousness. All of this I want to ascribe to the Creator, that He built everything, He created everything, He arranged everything, and He handed it over to me so that I, through this whole world, will reach adhesion with Him. This is the correct result from the study of the Torah, that as much as one studies, he feels that suddenly he doesn't really want it. This is called the Torah exhausts a person's strength. And following that, he reaches a period of time where he does want to yearn for the goal, and he hates these forces that were operating within him, seemingly weakening him, disconnecting him from the path. And then again comes a period of time when he grows weaker and he doesn't want anything, and he becomes indifferent. And then again comes a period of time when he looks at his own indifference and he sees that it is truly wrong, that apparently the Creator is playing with him in such a way. And this way, through such periods where he wants and doesn't want, he's drawn and he's not drawn, he starts to get to know how much he himself is not drawn to anything. He's truly just a beast, an animal, and it is all through the light of the Torah that shines on him occasionally. Meaning, as we come closer on the path, We see a period of time where we are even more drawn to the ordinary life and we don't want anything. Then we look at this period of time with a new awakening and we see that, no, that's not okay. We should be drawn to the goal. And then again comes this period of time where I don't feel like anything, I don't want anything in my life, I mean different. And once again, I begin to rise to a little bit of a force of bestowal, spiritual awakening, the purpose of life. And then I criticize myself, where was I? What is happening to me? By the upper light working on us and awakening in us these two contradicting states, lowering us and also elevating us, and again lowering us and elevating us, and each time more, lowering us more and then elevating us more. By this, we finally reach a state where we must get out of this style. We have to transcend once and for all above this indifference, above us willing to simply remain in corporeal reality, and then we make up our mind that that's it. I want it full force. I agree to all of the different conditions. And then, of course, we enter already a straight path. But until then, we are in these states of disconnection, separation, connection, intermittently. And later on, also our whole path until the end of correction, then too, as we say, one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. We fall all the way down to Rabbi Shimon from the marketplace. Then we rise to the degree of Rabbi Shimon and more and more. But each time it's with a different style, meaning these periods of time of bad and good, reception, bestowal, disregard, connection, they're always there. They always work on us intermittently, one following the other. However, their style, their nature, it changes a lot. So then we need to see where we are. But get used to it, that there cannot be bad without good and good without bad. Rather, we attain everything relatively. And the good does not exist unless that good comes out of the evil. And when it comes specifically out of that, and it is born out of that, then we become good.
Come faccio a convivere con quei desideri per i quali ho tentato di correggerli, ho pregato.
Hello, I have a question from Luigi. How can I live peacefully with desires that awoke in me, which I couldn't find any success with? How can I live with desires of which I'm ashamed?
The fact that we are ashamed of our desires, that goes away. Soon you will see that it's gone, it's not there, you won't even be ashamed. And if you will be ashamed, well, what's in it? It all comes from the ego. Shame also comes as a result of the ego. So you need to be ashamed only of those desires in which you disregard the group, disregard the Creator, desires in which you are not afraid for your situation and what will happen to you, but rather desires about how come I'm not thinking, I'm not concerned about the friends and the Creator.
Heard you speaking previously about a state where a person is ready for anything. Can you elaborate about that state where a person is ready for all the conditions?
I don't know what to say about this state, meaning where a person has already gone through so much, he's despaired, he felt everything, that it's really not important for him in what way he will be promoted. The most important is that he will be promoted. He's willing to pay with everything. However, well,
is it a state we should aspire towards?
We should aspire to a state where we are willing to give everything in order to receive the force of bestowal. Yes, to pay with everything for the reforming light. There is no gift, there is no better portion that I can receive from above than the reforming light that elevates me to above reason.
It's
the same question as Yaakov's. What is the lolishma that brings one to lishma, and what is the lolishma which is called a deadly drug, poison? So what is the lolishma that brings one to lishma?
If I'm in a tent that is entirely all yearning towards adhesion with the Creator, it turns out that I'm advancing correctly. Now, the question is the pace, and the pace depends on all of the friends, how much we awaken each other, and the state called death is when I'm not yearning for the goal to reach lishma, then I fall into a state where I don't care about the goal precisely. Rather, I depict to myself the goal egoistically, to know more, to understand more, to feel more, that is, results that would be in my mind and heart, and not above the mind and heart, not in bestowal. Kiev number one.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот мы с товарищами сейчас на уроке вместе соединяемся друг с другом.
Dear Rav, we're sitting with the friends in the lesson now, connecting with the collective prayer, and the question is,
с фокуса нашего вот десятки на Творца,
что
у него была польза и получил.
How to shift our focus from our ten so that there's benefit to the Creator?
You need to try to have him in the center of your circle so that from him you receive it, he establishes you, and you come back to him. You aim your study and your discussions and everything to him. So it turns out that he is towards you and you are toward him. I to my beloved and my beloved to me. This is how it is called.
А как это мы направляем все слова и все мысли, то что ты сказал на него? Вот мы чувствуем друг друга.
How do we direct all our thoughts and words to him? We feel each other now in our connection. So what does it mean to aim towards him?
It's what you think. It's the intention of the heart. Not more than that.
Asia. Determine in a tent that we work in lishma or lolishma, because everybody comes to the tent with the intention to be in lishma. And how do we know if we work in lishma or lolishma in a tent, and how this transition happens?
We begin to feel how much our desires and intentions are disconnected from us, and we want to ascribe them to the friends and through the friends to the Creator. This is how I feel myself, that I am in lishma, that I think about the friends with everything, and through the friends to the Creator, then for sure I'm in lishma. Important is to fill your heart and mind with the Torah.
So towards the last generation, will it become even easier, the Torah?
I think we already have this today. What? Everyone can study, and there is no more any prohibition on opening up the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world, not only Jews. That is, we are already coming back to a state where those true definitions that are in the wisdom of Kabbalah about Israel, the Jews, etc., as it was in the time of Babylon with Abraham, this is how it is working today on the whole of humanity. And therefore, we can accept into this group of Bnei Baruch the entire world. And to give the true definitions according to the spiritual discernments, not according to what is customary in this world. With that false vocabulary and definitions of who is a Jew, what is the Torah, etc.
But there's no more. It doesn't become easier right now, from now to the end of correction.
It is a facilitation that everyone can engage in it, everyone can overcome, everyone can be drawn to it, to study and perform actions. He shall help his friend, and it doesn't matter where the person is from or what. He could be Japanese or Chinese or Syrian. It doesn't matter where he's from. Everyone is engaging in drawing the reforming light and correcting the world. And we see how these laws that become revealed, these are more and more integral laws. They are such that you can no longer distinguish and say the laws are affecting these or those. Look what is happening in the United States, what riots, what problems. Look what is happening in other countries. Look what is happening all over the world. Now we're beginning this process of the... we have the coronavirus, but this process pushed the whole world into such a state where everyone will be under shock, truly under shock. You will see that they will have no idea what to do. Where are we? How do we wake up and come out of it? There's no place to come out to. None. Seemingly, your hands and legs are tied. On the one hand, how many people die of corona? It's nothing compared to the entire world population, or if you compare it to a war or something. But it shuts us in, it ties our hands so that I cannot move. You see? And then it's a problem. And today we are already in this world, in this state. We have no idea what to do. We're searching for counsels. Who can show us a way? This is the situation we're in. And in all of the different countries, it's not that there was one wave and there would be another wave. There was no wave. We just thought that we can make it easier for ourselves now. Who told you you can make it easier for yourself, make life easier? Did you perform any changes the way that you were supposed to change, to identify with the integral and global nature? Did you make any corrections in human society accordingly? No. So why do you deserve some facilitation? You are not operating in the right direction. Yes?
You said that each generation has its own Torah. So what is our Torah for our generation that enters this new global state?
Well, our generation has a new Torah, if we can say that. New in the sense that if in all the different generations we had personal, individual Torah, nowadays it is becoming a global and integral Torah. That we have to adapt ourselves to the global and integral nature, which is becoming revealed in such a way. We all, the whole of humanity, must do it gradually. If this would be the demand out of the whole of humanity, we would become completely shattered. We would have no idea how to move. So it's just like with respect to little children. You start a demand toward them and you open it up from 1 year to the next, more and more. And it's the same with us. But this is a new state. It is truly the last generation. And here we have nowhere to run to. We have to, and we, Bnei Baruch, also must see that we have a role and we cannot run away from it.
So Bnei Baruch are the ones engaged in the global Torah or the whole world?
Bnei Baruch. And we have to draw the whole of humanity to make out of themselves a global and integral system through the reforming light that comes from Bnei Baruch and shines on all the people of the in the world.
Yes. Is integral education the Torah of this generation?
Well, this is what we do. Yes, certainly. This is called integral education, an education that makes out of us an integral system where we are all interconnected. And this is how we need to advance. Yes?
Chaim Ratz is asking me here, the word Torah, does it mean instruction, laying out a path?
It's everything. It's the path, it's instruction, guidance, ups and downs, our whole path, the relations between us and with the Creator, and most importantly, the reforming light that comes to us from above, from the complete system of Adam HaRishon to our broken system of Adam HaRishon. Yes, that's it.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Чтобы заработать в Лишма, мы должны заработать...
Hello, Rav. In order to be awarded with Лишма, we need...
Это зависит от множества в группе, или один человек может заработать против инерции.
And one person also be awarded with that? Do you need everyone?
Everyone can do it. We need to realize that we are all influencing everyone, even though I'm in 10, number 10, let's say. I'm not just responsible for 10, number 10. I nevertheless need to think about how in my 10 and through my 10, I influence the entire 10 of Bnei Baruch, which maybe includes 1,000 tens, and also the whole of humanity, which is, I don't know how many. Let's say if it's 10 billion people, then it's a billion tens. And that we have no choice. We have to be concerned about and think about this whole great kli that we need to take it under our wings, under the wings of the Shekhinah, of divinity. Under the wings of divinity means under our connection, that we build such a connection, such a cover, and beneath this cover we want to bring in the whole of humanity. Then the cover, it becomes a masach, a screen, and it brings us or chozer, reflected light, and in the reflected light the Creator becomes revealed to everyone.
Five.
Our life is composed of study, connection, and dissemination. What is the difference in the reforming light in each one of these areas?
It's different. Very good that you asked. It's very different. Connection, study, and dissemination. First of all, you need the study, because without the study, you cannot have any connection nor dissemination. So first, study. And in the study, you have different parts as well. Now, without connection, we cannot actualize the study and we cannot achieve the general correction of the world, which is called dissemination. We call it dissemination, what we do, but that's not dissemination. Dissemination is the correction of the wider vessel around us. We have to achieve that correction and we must be the head of that body. And that's how it is. That's how to feel. And then comes dissemination. Dissemination, well, that's the most important, the most crucial thing. And I hope that the women, our women, take care of that mostly. But now also, when we come out of our workplaces, we're no longer sitting in offices and so on, we have a lot of time to disseminate. We have to really strike a blow of dissemination, explain to everyone what's happening, and it doesn't matter over which networks, wherever you can get in, just get in there and influence. Take what our writers write and just distribute these things wherever possible. And the Creator will make sure it will come to whoever needs it.
And spreading materials in such a way that it has reforming light in it?
Of course.
How come?
First of all, it's our writers writing it. They write from what I give them every 2 days. I hold a meeting with them, a talk with them. You know what information you have there and what inner power? Of course.
I don't miss any of these conversations. I'm asking, if a person, let's say, writes a post by himself, is there reforming light in it?
Also, to an extent, he's writing not from himself, he's writing from us. Where did he get this idea? Where did he grow? He comes from the field which the Lord has blessed.
But how do we turn an act of dissemination to be the most effective in terms of the light in it?
That's the intention. It could be that he barely says a word, but he has inner power. In Israel, here we had someone who was killed in a hotel a few years ago.
Gandhi, a minister in Israeli government.
Gandhi, yes. He didn't know how to speak. Those who remember, yes, it was 15 years ago or so, I can't remember exactly how long, but he couldn't string together two words properly, correctly. But everyone listened. Everyone was impressed. He had inner strength. So that's what we need to try and have. You hear me, Dudi? Like that. Inner power. And we need to think about that, all of us. And those who write, those who publish, we need to all of us.
When there is this black state of loneliness, seemingly it takes over all of the sensation, and in moments, really tiny moments, there is some feeling that the Creator sent it, or maybe I should think about the friends. How is it possible to turn this feeling specifically of above reason so that it will rule the whole of reality?
I don't understand why that should be, but I suppose that nonetheless, if I feel darkness in my reason, helplessness, lowliness, then I need to try to transcend that to the feeling that all of that comes to me from the Creator, and therefore there is no state which is better and more complete and perfect. It's just me, and this is how I feel it in my vessels of reception. So I need to envision how I could feel in the
Yes, a question. If fear, spiritual fear, paralyzes the person from dedicating himself to the friends and disseminating full force, what does give the person this unconditional surrender? What enables it?
If he's completely paralyzed? I'm asking.
Sometimes completely paralyzed, sometimes he has fears, concerns from going full force for it in relation to the friends and also disseminating without taking anything into account.
He can pray to the Creator to give him the power to annul himself completely. Can he do that? Then let him pray that prayer. There's nothing to do. Something, even if he can't pray, if he can't pray, can't do anything, if he can do something physically, something, let's say, for example, to make an effort to do something in dissemination, something, he has to do something. If the Creator gives you something, a little something, try to put your whole self into that area. That's usually how you succeed.
This means that it means that the calculation is only with the Creator, or the environment can also project some confidence, or
your business is with the Creator, but the environment is your means that you have at your disposal.
Leadership of the Creator.
Well, let's say now we're going through all those states. So I don't care what I feel now. What I feel is that what I'm getting from above, for sure, because there's none else besides Him. So I'm willing to be in that. And from this work, from this state, the feeling I have, tired, my head is unclear, maybe problems from these states, inner states, external states, in the family, at work, in my body, it doesn't matter what. I have to be completely concentrated through the friends in the Creator and to the purpose of creation. That's the meaning of that's what it means to use correctly what the Creator wants me to do. Next moment, He will give me different conditions, and I will yearn towards the purpose of creations from these other conditions. But I need to know, to understand, to feel that I am doing it each and every moment. I receive each state from the Creator, this integral state, and I cleave to Him in my understanding and my feeling, and I bring Him my adhesion to Him exactly in what I receive from Him. Everything the Creator does, He does for the good. That's how I accept it, and I return.
Когда у меня есть правильная реакция, то есть смирение.
How do I know that I have the right response, meaning subjugation above the state the Creator gives me, then a change occurs in that state also?
Да. Когда у меня есть правильная реакция на состояние,
when I have the right response to the situation the Creator sent me, this right response is subjugation? And if so, how does a change occur in the states? We say that there has to be an ongoing change in the states.
I'm not responsible for the states. I'm only responsible for how to arrange myself after I received something from the Creator. And what happens next, I don't know. The Creator might change the state for me or not. He might change it not now, but in a while, I don't, it doesn't matter to me. In each and every state, I need to be as Israel, to be in adhesion with what I receive. Because what I receive is certainly from the Creator.
If possible, to ask, for a long time I know that the peak of the peak, the pinnacle, is when a person can instantly go through 200 states, let's say. You told us about Kabbalists doing it. How is it possible? What's happening there? Because we say that they need to dwell in some situation.
No, it's incorrect. It's not with respect to the state. I don't agree or disagree. I glue myself to the Creator on top of any state which I'm feeling. That's it. I glue myself to the Creator. What happens next, the next moment, and the next moment, and the next, I don't know. Even in those moments, a moment from now, I will have to glue myself to the Creator, since there is no else besides Him.
This means that I don't feel, I don't try to understand. It could be joy there, an ascent or a descent, but I simply hold on, that's it, and whatever happens, I...
Everything that's happening, on top of everything that's happening, you have to hold yourself in joy, because it's certain that whatever you're receiving from the Creator. Even the worst possible things are coming.
All state and thoughts coming from the Creator. Let's say I am sitting on the lesson and He sent me really big things for my blows in the corporal life, and I want to focus to the lesson, just only to the focus lesson. But if I'm not able to focus, I can ask Creator and ask Him, please let me focus for the lesson. Don't send me that. I can ask, or how correctly to work with this obstacle.
Only by annulling to the group, you will acquire that format, that form through which you can, you'll be able to relate correctly to the Creator, and then you'll understand His attitude towards you. You'll see Him differently. If you don't clothe in the group, you cannot see, feel, arrange the Creator correctly before you.
Hello, friends. When a person agrees to the supervision of the Creator, and he agrees to taste dust, it turns out that there is no place to work if he agreed to it. So how does this place of work reveal himself beyond this point?
What's revealed is what's revealed. Sometimes I see on the screens many friends. They are those who are falling asleep. Those who are wide awake, those who seek wisdom, those who wish to feel something, each and every one pulling in his own direction. That's how we advance. And the sum total of that is how we establish and arrange the kli. So it doesn't matter what state I'm in. I need to work from that state in which I'm in.
Is there a difference between the amount of exertion that I give when I'm pushed away from the path and the amount of exertion when I did agree?
I don't care. I do whatever I can. The maximum I can do is what I do. If I can do more, I'll do more. But if I can't, then I'll do as much as I can. You need to understand that if I wish to do the maximum, is it good or not good? I'm burning, I want to do it as much as possible. Is it good or not? This might be my will to receive. And that's why I'm rushing ahead. And if it will be the will to bestow, and I'm working now to bestow to the other, to a friend or something, would I be running like this towards him? No. So what am I doing? So is it worthwhile for me to run like that? Or if I'm running for myself? Meaning we have to understand that in each and every point we have to check the purity of the intention. And after the intention, for the action. Does he feel and what does he feel? I can't tell you. If he's performing a true, correct action, to the extent he provides something, to the extent he's connected with everyone, to that extent he has to connect to others and attach others to him, make himself a osh, an action towards the rest of the body. So the body of the general soul is like a body towards him, and he's like a rosh, even though he's small. But to that extent, he needs to feel everything and understand everything on his level as a rosh. He has to make the calculation with the Creator, and through him to send to the whole body what it needs. And that's the meaning of serving everyone. That's the meaning of attaining the whole system. Each one becomes like the entire system. The individual and the collective are equal.
What does it mean that the individual services? He writes there about a farmer or a person by the grindstone.
Doesn't matter what he does. He feels that by that he provides sustenance to everyone. To everyone. There isn't a cell in the body that's not connected to all the other cells and must receive from everyone and give to everyone. This is the meaning of integral.
This perception, if you look at it practically, it's not understood. For if you take a farmer who's working in the field, does he feed the whole world? He doesn't feed the whole world.
Yes, he feeds the whole world.
From his field? How?
Yes. Yeah, and that's what we do, but we don't feel it. We don't attain it. How? I sell my grains and it goes in different places. All these places, there are other people working, and because they're eating my grain, they manufacture clothes, and those who manufacture clothes provide them to others and so on. Meaning this is the integration, incorporation. Not that I feed a portion of grains to each and every person to eat, but my work, my exertion, lives in each and every person.
And the perception that this farmer needs to have, if he wants to be integral, what should it be? Like, intellectual? I'm feeding him, and as a result, everyone will have.
It's not mental, it's intentional. I do it for the sake of the whole world. It's not intellect or it's spirituality. It's the intention. Why am I doing it? This is something the Creator has and we don't. That we need to add an intention.
How does it become from something so abstract of caring for the whole world to something concrete? What's missing here?
Because I had an egoistic desire from nature. I had the intention to care only for myself, and through the reforming light, I replaced that intention to care for the other, and that's what I add in creation. Through my exertion, I'm going to add, I'm about to add my intention to all of creation, which is that I wish to use all of creation for the sake of everyone. And for the sake of everyone, to such an extent that it will be for the sake of the Creator. And this is all our work. Guys, you need to exert, otherwise you'll fall asleep here. it will take a long time until you receive an awakening.
Niv,
is that okay with you?
Yes, so why is it concealed from him at the moment, from the farmer? Why is the feeling concealed?
He did not attain the entire vessel in all its size.
Because he cares for himself, he doesn't feel that he's now serving everyone.
If he cares for himself, how can he serve everyone? Rather, you want to say like this. Like it or not, we're connected to everyone. Like it or not, we provide everything to everyone. The soul of Adam HaRishon, all this soul, this entire system, is not shattered only with respect to us. We see it as broken, but it's not. But we're not speaking such a way, although it's truly so. We talk about the shattering inside of us, in our perception, in our view. This is what we need to correct. And what is truly the state, in truth, nothing is shattered. But the Creator plays with us in this way. That's why we say that He's playing with the Leviathan. But because of that game, I begin to recognize the system. I get to know it, the system that he seemingly took apart from me, and he spread it all around. And I go as much as I can to collect it this way, and this way, and that way. I try until I beg him to help me, and he helps me. Since, by this we become like partners, and the creation is that system of the soul that we establish together, me and the Creator. Initially He created the soul and shattered it with respect to me, and now I'm asking Him to help me to establish, set up the soul. So what do you gain from that? We become a cleaved, adhered to the Creator, partners.
Thank you, Rav. You previously said that we require an internal force in order to disseminate. How is this force manifested inside a person? How to know that it's there?
One, he has the strength to bestow, he has the strength to disseminate, because he belongs to the system of Adam HaRishon, and that's why he has to realize it to some extent, even a little bit, especially women must do it if they wish to advance, because that corresponds to birth and the growing of the kids. A woman has to disseminate more than a man. Man has to go deeper into the system. A woman has to disseminate. She's like the one who gives birth. She's covering the earth with children. That's why I talk about it a lot. I know if I'm successful about it, but it all depends on them, and we have to pressure them and help them, women. And they should work, spend time on dissemination.
We should pass on to every friend who is not here.
I just want to add that if a person feels like he has no strength, he has no opportunity, no nothing, but he overcomes and he shows up, he has the biggest reward. There are people here daily. I look at them. I know them. All those faces I know. But those who come just on occasion, and or they show them to me on occasion. So they should know that if they are coming with great effort, the reward is greater.
And if they don't come?
It's not a sign to come once a month, but arriving through resistance, he gets more.
So we should explain about our reward and punishment in the.
Okay, we'll ask them to bring us this reward and punishment. When do we get the biggest reward for exertion in the study, in the lesson, in connection? Okay. And again, I'm asking women, invest a little more in dissemination. This is the most important thing to us in the control over the coronavirus and other things. So do it. You can do it more than men. That's why I'm turning to you.